Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, February 12th. Thousands of miles of waterways across the U.S. and in Colorado are threatened by contamination from different chemical sources, including fracking. A new report is calling for major actions to protect them as the Trump administration moves to weaken safeguards. H2O Radio reports.
The Trump administration is in the process of rolling back Obama-era safeguards on rivers, streams, and wetlands from hazardous and toxic chemicals. Public hearings on the proposed rules that would limit the extent of those protections are set for the end of February. So it's very timely that a new report released February 7th details how waterways are already threatened by industrial pollution and need more protection, not less. Environment America and Frontier Group took a year to produce the comprehensive study, and its sense of urgency is professed in its title, Accidents Waiting to Happen.
The reason that we thought of that title is that when we look at what happens when we take billions of pounds of toxic waste generated from all kinds of facilities like fracking waste ponds, or coal ash ponds, or toxic chemical storage facilities, and we put those billions of gallons of waste near our rivers, lakes, and streams, there are accidents waiting to happen.
That's John Rumpler of the Environment America Research and Policy Center and one of the authors of the report. The study focuses on five risky sources of contamination in the U.S., fracking, industrial facilities, coal ash from power plants, oil pipelines and trains, and animal waste from large-scale farms. All contain massive amounts of pollutants and are often located near bodies of water.
And so we took a look at these facilities and documented some of the damage that they've already done, especially when there's flooding or hurricanes or explosions and so forth. And, you know, as a word of caution, like, here's how we can prevent these problems in the future.
The report shows that every area of the country has its particular risks. For instance, Minnesota has hog farm lagoons. New Jersey has high concentrations of toxic chemical facilities. And in North Dakota, there are a lot of oil pipelines that can rupture and trains that could derail. The report goes into detail about accidents that have already occurred, such as spills from coal ash ponds in Tennessee and pipeline leaks in California. With fracking, for instance, spills of highly contaminated wastewater pits near rivers and other bodies are common and has happened in Colorado and Pennsylvania, among other states. Given that there are 400,000 miles of oil pipelines across the country and 140,000 miles of train tracks that carry crude, and that both are often located alongside or across waterways, the report warns that the past is prologue and future disasters are, well, accidents waiting to happen.
I think we should just take a step back and ask ourselves, does it really make sense for us to be producing billions of pounds of toxic waste in the first place?
The path Rumpler and his team are recommending seems similar to that of fighting climate change. Rumpler says that we have the capacity to move to 100% clean, renewable energy, and when that occurs, we won't need oil trains and pipelines, coal ash-producing power plants, or fracking waste pits. The same goes for large-scale manure-producing hog and dairy farms.
We need to move towards more sustainable agricultural operations, so we won't even have these manure waste pits to begin with.
In the meantime, the study recommends against locating any new hazardous waste facilities right next to water sources. They also urge stronger enforcement of the laws already in place and definitely not rolling back any part of the Clean Water Act. Rumpler thinks that most Americans assume that any waterways they care about are under protection of the Clean Water Act, and if a polluter dumps contaminants into a river, the federal government will hold them accountable. But he says that won't happen under the Trump administration's plans to strip protections from thousands of streams and millions of acres of wetlands. We can and should do better, he says.
We absolutely can do this. This is not a technical question. This is not a scientific question. This is a matter of the public interest and political will. And I know that we can harness the energy and ingenuity of this nation to ensure that we keep our waterways clean and prevent these toxic hazards.
From Denver, I'm Jamie Sudler.
Colorado might need to do some of the heavy lifting in order to make sure that all of the state's residents are counted in the 2020 census. Eric Galatis has the story.
Colorado should invest $12 million in state funds to ensure an accurate count in the upcoming 2020 census, according to a new report from the Colorado Fiscal Institute. The U.S. Constitution requires the federal government to count every living person in the U.S. every 10 years, but Esther Tercios, the report's lead author, says due to a variety of factors, including a controversial citizenship question, the state could miss out on its share of congressional seats and lots of federal money if it doesn't put some muscle into outreach.
The 2020 census is right around the corner, and if we care about making sure that Coloradans are well represented, we need to make sure that everyone is counted, no matter who they are, where they live, what identities they hold.
Tercio says a lack of federal funding for the Census Bureau also could lead to an undercount of Colorado residents. She adds that even if a question about whether someone is a U.S. citizen is removed from the census, the current climate surrounding immigration has stoked fear among many of the state's residents, and she worries they might not answer the door when census workers come knocking. Defenders of a citizenship question have argued it's necessary to protect voting rights. Last month, a federal judge blocked the move to add a citizenship question, noting that the Trump administration broke a smorgasbord of federal rules, cherry-picked facts, and hid information from census experts. Tercios admits that convincing Colorado lawmakers to use state money to pay for work mandated by the U.S. Constitution won't be easy.
$12 million sounds like a lot, but it means bringing in $8 billion to pay for programs that we all care about and that we all benefit from, for programs that help pay for school lunches for our kiddos.
Other states, including Minnesota, Oregon, and Virginia, have already earmarked state funds to ensure an accurate count. The report's recommendations include targeted outreach to explain the importance of being counted, mobilizing volunteers who are known and trusted by hard-to-count communities, including immigrants, people of color, low-income, and rural residents. The legal battle over the Trump administration's citizenship question is widely expected to be resolved by the U.S. Supreme Court. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And finally today, city and town offices around the listening area will be closed on Monday in observance of President's Day. In Montrose, City Hall, Municipal Court, the Animal Shelter, the Visitor Center, City Shop, Montrose Pavilion, Black Canyon Golf Course, and the Police Department will all be closed this coming Monday, February 18th. Police officers will be on duty and responding to calls. Monday's trash route is the only one affected. Residences with Monday trash collections will have their pickups occur on Tuesday and Wednesday. And in Paonia, Town Hall will be closed in observance of President's Day as well. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, February 12th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.